Welcome to Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. What does each person in a healthy marriage need? Well, the Bible is clear. Men need respect from their wives, and wives need a strong sense of security from their husbands. So, how can we build these attributes into our marriages? With the second part of a teaching she calls What Men Need and What Women Need, here's Deborah Ross.
Hello, and welcome to Choose Life. Today, we're talking about what men need and what women need. I want to ask you something. Why do you think so many Christians end up divorced these days? I wonder, could it be counterfeit salvation? Could it be unforgiveness? Could it be selfishness? Baby Christians? Generational curses? They just give up. Perhaps they don't know the word, or they don't trust God. And I think many times we get tired of waiting on God as well. But you know, as I'm watching people in their married life, and you see the behavior of many women and the behavior of many men, you can see where there's a lot of disrespect going on. There's a lot of lack of security being given. Men need respect, and women need security. So if we want to keep our marriages together until death do we part, we need to be intentional about paying close attention to what our spouse needs. Because, you know, so often if a spouse feels like they're lacking, the enemy, that's an open door for the enemy, and he wants to come in and he wants to wreak havoc, and he starts putting thoughts in people's minds, you know, well, if only you had this or if only you had that, which is a lie from the devil. But we need to do our part, and we need to be intentional about making sure that our spouse is fulfilled with what they need. And it's simple. They need respect. The men need respect, and the women need security. It's such a simple thing, yet so many people stumble across it. And, you know, I think part of the reason that people today end up divorced, too, is because pride. Pride comes before the fall. It comes before destruction. And so often people will have these marriage issues going on and they don't get help, simply don't get help. You know, you can go to church every Sunday and you can sit and you can hear a good word, but then you leave and you're not in your Bible. You're not studying the Word of God. You're not hanging out with Christian people. You're not seeking to be sharpened. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. And if you're not seeking to be sharpened, then you can become very dull very quickly. And pride, if we're too proud to seek help in our marriages, so often the enemy will come in and just wreak havoc. And it's so, so sad to see so many marriages falling apart, so many families being broken. But that's not what God wants. God wants our families whole. God wants us to make it until the end. God loves our families. God loves people. And he hates divorce because divorce hurts people. He does not hate divorced people. No, he hates divorce because divorce hurts people. So let me ask you something. Do you pray for your spouse? How about this? Do you and your spouse pray together out loud? You know, prayer is vital. There is power in words. There's power in prayer. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So not only do we need to pray privately for our spouse, but we need to pray openly and audibly with our spouse as well. Learn to pray together out loud. Learn to pray together. Pray for your spouse. Pray for them. Speak kind words over them. Speak life into your spouse. You know, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And so often we destroy our marriages with our own tongues. But God wants us to build our marriages up with our words, with our tones. He wants us to have kind words one to another. He wants us to encourage one another, to believe in one another, to cheer one another. That's what marriage is about. It's teamwork. It's teamwork. So prayer should not be our last resort. No, prayer should be the first thing we think about every day, praying for our families, praying for our spouse, praying success on our husbands, praying success on our wives, praying favor, peace, and joy and salvation. I want to read to you Matthew 13, and this is verses 54 through 58. It says, "When he had come to his own country, he taught them in their synagogue so that they were astonished and said, 'Where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary and his brother James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Where then did this man get all these things?'" So they were offended at him. And here's what's really happening. So Jesus comes into his own country, okay? He comes into the place where he was born, where he grew up. And there were people that were astonished because he had all this wisdom and he was doing these miracles and all this stuff. And they were astonished. But there was other people that said, that's just Jesus. We know him. I mean, we grew up with him. I know his mama, Mary, and I know his brothers, James and Joseph, and I know his sisters. You know, he's nothing. We know him. And so they were offended that he would come in and that people would actually think that he was sent from God. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except it be in his own country and in his own house." Now, he did not do many miracles there because of their unbelief. And here's the thing. Jesus, the Son of God, God wrapped in flesh, could not do many mighty miracles in his own hometown because they said, that's just Jesus. They didn't believe. They didn't believe. They didn't respect him. They did not respect him. Now, women, if the Son of God could not do great and mighty things in his own hometown because of disrespect, how much less do you think your man of clay can do if you don't respect him? We've got to respect our husbands. We've got to respect our husbands. It's not about if he deserves our respect. It's about us respecting him, about us going first and saying, "I will respect my husband because I believe that God will do great and mighty things through him if I will encourage him, if I will encourage him and believe in him and respect him as head of household, respect him as the one anointed in our house to carry the burden, really, of the household. So I'm going to do my part to respect my husband so that my husband can do great and mighty things, because Jesus could not do great and mighty things when they disrespected him." So we talked about how we can get on this merry-go-round, this endless cycle of, you know, well, I'll do this if they'll do that, and they don't do this, so I'm not going to do that. And so we get in this pointing fingers thing where nobody wants to go first and say, "Lord, use me." And then trust God, because men need respect and women need security. And so often we'll say, well, you know, I'll give her security when she gives me respect. Or the women will say, well, I'll give him respect when he gives me security. Well, that is missing the point. You missed. God wants somebody to go first. You know, if we're too proud to go first, then we can stay on that merry-go-round our entire life. And sadly, many will end up in divorce court because of that merry-go-round, that endless cycle of round and round and round and round of accomplishing nothing. But when we do the right thing, when we do the right thing and we give honor and respect to our husbands, when we give security to our wives, we give God fertile ground. We have tilled the soil. We have planted the seeds. We have watered it. And then God will cause it to grow into a beautiful home, a beautiful marriage. Beautiful. Because he will do what we can't do if we will just obey in the little things by giving respect and giving security. And someone must go first. Friend, your obedience to God's word creates fertile ground for God to work a miracle. So women, let's stop nagging, because men hate it. Instead, let's start praying. Praying because prayer changes things. Let's ask God. Let's don't nag. Let's keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. Because God says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. And men, let's stop ignoring our wives. Women don't like to be ignored. And let's start praying. Let's start praying, Lord, help me to be a man who takes initiative, in the household, who listens to the heart of his wife, who cares to be a godly man, cares to be sensitive to her needs, cares to give her security. So let's don't ignore our wives anymore. Let's give our wives security. Because you know what? The reason that woman is nagging to start with is fear. That's what it is. She's afraid. She's afraid that things aren't going to turn out as they need to. She's afraid that everything's going to fall apart. She's afraid that somebody's going to let her down. But if we can help to ease that fear in her by giving her security so she can relax. Now, technically, she needs not fear if she knows the Lord, okay? Because perfect love casts out all fear. So if she's really following the Lord, then she's going to work on her own stuff. But, you know, somebody has to go first. So let's say she's not listening to the Lord. Husband, if you will give her that security, you will give her peace and help to show her the kingdom of God and help to lead her to the Lord. And men oftentimes will ignore their wife because of low self-esteem. And here's the thing. A man who knows who he is in Christ, he will want to listen to his wife. So men, I just want to encourage you to let God tell you who you are. You are valued. You are valued. You are important in the kingdom. You are anointed to be the king of your household. And so you, because of the position that God has put you in, because of the anointing that God has put on you, you don't have to ignore your wife anymore. You can be that man of God. And let me leave you with this. Men and women don't need to fear anything. Women don't need to fear because God is their husband. Men don't need to fear because God is their husband. So you see, if a husband thinks to himself, this is too difficult, it's too heavy, I'm afraid, just realize that God is your husband and he will provide. God will provide because he loves you. He loves your family and he wants your family to be made whole. For more on the Save It Marriage Bible Study, you can write to me at DeborahRossMinistries.org and send in a love gift of any size, and I would love to send you this complete study for free. So write to me at DeborahRossMinistries.org.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to DeborahRossMinistries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at DeborahRossMinistries.org.